Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's your takeaway in the way that Michiganders voted yesterday?
Michiganders have been constantly and, you know, historically been very, very generous with their millage votes, and they've been coming in to support roads and bridge work to be done in their communities. Now, with millages, it can be very, very specific as to what type of work they're asking for or additional work that they're asking for. But nevertheless, they're putting where their money, their mouth is. I'm sorry.
Are there any certain projects that you looked at that were approved yesterday that stand out?
No, these were just general millages. As far as I can tell, I don't have that great of a detail on each millage. All I can tell you is of the 12, four did not make it. Four went down, and the remainder were approved.
So with that batting average, you think that shows people across Michigan, generally speaking, know that they want to increase funding to roads, that there's a priority there?
There absolutely is. If you look at the state as a whole, we've got over 540 millages right now, countywide and township millages. 34 countywide road millages are in existence right now, and around 500 are township millages. So I would say they definitely support, you know, funding their roads and bridges.
Let's talk about the state of Michigan roads right now. What's the need? Is there a big need for this sort of thing?
Well, when we did our investment plan, we do one every other year to see where we stand and what we need. But we look not only at the road and bridge conditions, we look at their facilities, their equipment, and material that they need. And right now, we estimated that we're about $2.2 billion in the red annually from what we're already getting. So this $2 billion that's going to be coming in, hopefully $2 billion that's going to be coming in, will be really, really helpful in order for us to do what we're asked to do, and that's to make our roads passable and safe for the motoring public.
What do you think that says when, you know, part of the big debate over the budget was finding permanent funding for the roads? And it seems like something that, you know, there's different plans on how to accomplish that, but they did get it done. On top of that, there were individual areas that were still finding ways to additionally fund roads. So, you know, it looks like there's going to be a big influx or at least some sort of permanency when it comes to fixing the roads. But what do you think that says when there's areas that say, even that's not enough, we need to go further?
Well, that's the unfortunate part. Had Michigan done something earlier in the two or three decades that I've been doing this, had they done something earlier of a substantial amount of money or recognizing the shortfall, I think we would have been better off. But that's water under the bridge, no pun intended. But, you know, it is what it is, and we're more than happy to continue making improvements and working with our local governments in order to identify what are their priorities and how much money do we have to fulfill those priorities as we go through the years of new revenue coming in. And a diversity of revenue isn't new to the MTF. We had income tax money coming in prior to this package being approved this year.
So is there anything that we haven't discussed in this interview that would be good to point out?
Well, we're going to have to really start looking at a different way of collecting revenue for the infrastructure in the state of Michigan. There are states out there right now that are looking at a mileage user-based fee structure, whether it's self-reporting or electronically reporting, however they're doing this, and who is going to maintain that data, who's going to collect, and who's where is it going to be deposited. That has to be a discussion. In the budget, they did put $5.7 million aside for a study pilot program to look at a mileage-based user fee structure. And how would that work? How would that be implemented? Who would be doing it? Who would be collecting the information, et cetera? So we're chewing gum and walking at the same time, to be honest with you. We are not just going to say that this is good enough. If you drive more, you pay more. If you drive less, you pay less. That is as fair can get when you look at the user fee structure.
That sort of model. So do you think there's a future in that model? Have you talked to any legislators that are interested in exploring that?
We have, and the only way to get that into the budget was to talk to legislators. And Senator Kleinfeld from Macomb County is the one who introduced that line item, and to get this up and running, to at least start looking at it really viably. How would it work? You know, how are, you know, and the electric vehicles and the combustible engine vehicles and any other new alternative energy vehicle, they're going to have to start looking at this in order to make sure that we maintain the level of funding that we need to keep our system, our statewide system, up and running.
I guess I didn't realize that. So part of the current budget, you're saying that there was some money put aside to study this, meaning put a plan together on how something like this would be feasible?
Actually, not just study, but do a pilot. Let's see if we can get some volunteers, whether they're combustible engines or electric vehicles or hybrids, see if they want to participate in a study to look at, you know, how much money do we need to actually charge in order to contain or maintain the revenue that we're generating right now or will generate once all of these new fees kick in. You know, that was the first step. That was a very, very important step, is to make sure that we get as much revenue as we can, and then we'll set a baseline for how many pennies do we need to charge per mile, or should we charge per mile, in order to generate the same level of revenue, and maybe, hopefully, a little bit more in the future. But right now, we did the first step. We got the additional revenue. Next step, let's talk about a study or a pilot to determine, can we, should we go into that mileage-based user fee? Because as you know, consumption is going down. It's not going up because of our higher efficiency vehicles that are coming online.
So are you saying that this would replace the gas tax, essentially? That would be the plan?
Yes. Initially, it'll be a little overlap, but at the end of the day, there will be no fuel tax. There will be no longer a Michigan fuel tax. It'll be based on mileage.
Okay. Are there any other states that do this currently that you know of?
Utah, Hawaii, Oregon, and Virginia. Those are the four that are actually doing live pilots, active pilots.
Okay, so we'll kind of see results in those areas too, how that would play out.
Absolutely. And there's probably 24 other states that have done studies or are doing studies into this concept.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Ryan.
You know, we might have to do a longer, in-depth interview on that topic alone sometime in the future. That seems like something we should hold on to and talk about again, because that's an interesting thing, because I haven't seen that discussed much. So
yeah, it's been a topic. It was in the budget last year, but at the last minute, it was pulled out of the budget because there was federal grant applications that were submitted that everybody felt confident that was going to happen, and it didn't happen. So really, we wasted a whole year because we didn't get that federal grant.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.